Yes, thank you and thanks for the invitation. Okay, thank you. And I would like to start with the fact that Jordan is one of the pioneer country, at least in our region, when we are using the treated wastewater in agricultural activities and industry, as well as in the industrial sector itself. That did not come overnight, that comes with a very long journey, started in the 60s last century, when we used to have a primitive system in collecting the wastewater. Then Jordan started to think of developing wastewater infrastructure at that time with a small scale that moved over the 60s and 70s of the last century. That journey continued on during the 80s until we reach developing a comprehensive master plans and strategic plans in that direction that led us to start thinking of how to utilize the treated wastewater and the agricultural activities. In the 90s, we start to think of consulting the farmers and the agricultural sector in using the treated wastewater. All that together, the reason behind that, because there are many challenges that the water sector is facing, and this take us a little bit back when it comes to the very list of challenges that the water sector in Jordan is facing. We are facing most of the challenges that are common to the Mediterranean countries and the countries in our region, like the water scarcity in general, the imbalance between the demand and the supply for all or most of the sectors, the climate change, the demographic changes, and that includes the normal growth of the population plus the migration. The political instability in the region affects us sharp and severely. Jordan, with many influxes of refugees, they come from time to time to Jordan, that have put a huge burden on our water situation. For that, we start to think in a systematic way how to reallocate the water, to keep the fresh water to the municipal or to the drinking purposes, and leave the other sectors to use the treated wastewater. As I mentioned, back to our journey, in the 90s, the situation, we start to put the treated wastewater in the agricultural activities in a systematic way, I can say that, and the farmers, they start to accept the treated wastewater, most probably in the area that are surrounding or adjacent to the treatment plants for a certain kind of agricultural activities. Later on, we start to expand our infrastructure and to go beyond that and to use the treated wastewater mixed with other service water in a certain dam, and that used for agricultural activities. And in this way, we expanded our opportunities and capabilities to use the treated wastewater mixed with the fresh water for more than the tight list of agricultural activities. The chart shows how we evolved over the last four decades, from 60s and 70 and 80s century of the last century, then 90s, how we start to accept the farmers accept the treated wastewater. Then right now we are the water budget in Jordan is around 1 billion in total for all sectors, 170 or 175 million cubic meter is treated wastewater. So, the portion is increasing, and is significantly. You can show that over the coming. We will see that over the coming few years. I will show one example of the infrastructure which is under development right now in Jordan. This is the north part of Jordan. You can see there are a list of treatment plants under renovation, under restructuring, under expansion, and we are trying to collect most of the treated wastewater from these treatment plants from the right side of the chart to the left to the west part of Jordan. There is what we call it a Ramtha wastewater treatment plant. It's under restructuring right now. Means under expansion, the Shallala as well. There is the central Irbid, plus what we many names for that treatment plant, Dogra or West Erbed. All the treated wastewater will be collected together and sent to the Jordan Valley, where most of the agriculture activities in Jordan are happening there. What we are trying to do is to substitute the fresh water with the treated wastewater. So the farmer will use the treated wastewater, plus they will release the fresh water and keep it for the drinking purposes or municipal purposes. This is what we call it in Jordan. This kind of project is we call it cluster two. There is cluster one, cluster three, and we are expanding the options in this direction. Such kind of challenges or such kind of projects, come with big challenges. How to keep the quality of the treated wastewater up to the standards, because at the end of the day, farmers, if they're not going to reach or to get the treated wastewater up to the standards, they cannot use it in the agricultural activities. We are thinking of having the private sector to be part of this model to handle the whole operation and maintenance activities for such kind of activities. This kind should push us to think of enabling our environment and to have the private sector attracted in our governmental modalities at the end of the day, to have a risk allocation or risk management plan between the both side, governmental and the private. So I'm not going to take a very long time, but this kind of projects, for sure, the challenge is to have the private sector on board with you. Means you need to enable the environment and to keep the environment attractive and profitable and scalable for them. Thank you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Mr.